Okay. I gave a lot of new information yesterday. Information that we'll be using all year. And we discussed whether Shechita is a mitzvah or it's a matir. And l'chora, if it's a matir, the moment I hit rov, the animal's mutter. I may have said differently. I may have said that as long as I'm doing a ma'aser shechita and I'm involved in the ma'aser shechita, the het is not chal yet. For instance, there are many possibilities. I try to say I grossly over. Sometimes I have a tendency that I begin material, a lot of complicated material. I make believe I'm saying chulin for dummies. Make it very simple. Okay, then we sort of complicate it as we go along. So I have the following halacha. There's an Isser Veva Menachayim. Isser Veva Menachayim is for Jew once it's shechted in Stimafar Cheses. It's not Veva Menachayim, it's Alpi Din Dead. For a Goy, it's Veva Menachayim. Shechita wasn't instituted for Goy. Okay. Now, when is it dead? When you finish shechita or when you hit rov? So let's say I'm shechting, I hit rov, and you decide to take a piece off the cow's ear and figure is it basar menachai or not. The Rambam has two things. There's a mitzvah shechita, and l'chatchila, I have to do the entire thing. The entire thing is a ma'aser shechita. And now, as I pass rov, what am I doing? I'm shechting. I'm cutting meat, or I'm shechting a live animal. We'll see kama v'kama nafkaminas in this. What did we see? So the Rambam says it can become a treifa until gmar shechita. That means it's still alive until I finish shechita. If I stop now, it's dead. I keep going, it's alive. It could be the head. If you say it's a matir, what's the matir? Rov is the matir, or the matir shechita is the matir. That's so if you say the ma'aser shechita is as long as I keep going. Rashi, Tosis, but that's not saying l'chatchila b'dyavad, it's one long ma'aser shechita. The Rambam is clear l'chatchila. I have to shech two full simonim bein Behema Bemba Oaf. So if I finish the entire corner in the oaf and I chop off a leg, depends. If I finish the shechita, it's a treifa. If I stop there at the corner, kosh. Rambam is at Gemara Shechita.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Where is the Rambam?
The one that I read yesterday. We shall read it. Well, how does when the Rambam paskins the sugya of against Reish Lakish says Gemara Shechita? What? Zion Beis. Tischa b'shchita. V'shachar kol hakana. V'achach nikva hareya. V'achach gmar shchita. It's a trade. Behold, v'nikva kodem gmar shchita. Until I finish the gmar shchita.
This Rambam is followed by an oath as well.
Don't say anything. Because the Rambam says, when the Rambam talks about Chatchila and Parak Aleph, what does he say? There's a din shchita. It's not that one in... din shchita. He says, what is it? It is, L'chatchila have to shecht. Char, okay. He says, where is we here? Yeah, that's what I have in front of me. V'kamu shir shchita, shnei simonim, shemekonu v'aveshek. Hashchita ma'ula, shiyecht al shneim, bein b'beheima, bein b'ov. Ulze yiskaven ha'shochet. Shachem rov echomem bo'ovov, shnayim b'beheima. So it's not a, according to the Rambam, not even a din of rubo kakulo. Rov echom bo'ov, as if I shechted shnei simonim b'ov. It's rubo kakulo plus another aloch. Now.
Where do you see that point? From where in the Rambam?
L'chatchila, I have to, is a din shchita, even on this two, full two simon. If it will be only a din of rubo kakulo, then each simon, but no the fact way. That I've, by shechting rov echot, ba'ov,
if I shechted
total two, and not just a din of rubo kakulo, it's a separate halacha, morsh v'sina. But there's a din shchita that's chal on the full process, and we'll see immediately Aloha Shulchan Aruch, where it's a major nafkamina. But I gave you one nafkamina. According to the Rambam, if after I finish the kana, something happens to the behemoth before the vesha, if I stop there, it's not a treifa. Shchita's finished. But if now I continue with the veshet, so the shchita, so it's in the middle of the shchita. In the middle of the shchita, the animal becomes a treif. When is the animal dead? The animal will be dead only when you finish the shchita. When are the eva minach, and then it's dead. And then animal, you don't have a treif. B'chorah, when is eva minachai paka? Not barov. Eva Melchai is Paka when? When I finish the Shrika. So if you finish the Kana and finish Rov Shnayim and then took a piece off the ear of the cow and then you keep going, it's Eva Melchai. If you stop there, it's not Eva Melchai.
The Shem Mesa is also delayed?
No, of course.
If not only the Shem Shchuto.
You can't have a treif on a dead animal. Dead animal. What is a trade for notalomos? Rama says this nevela's mesa trade is notalomos. It's going to die. Or if it's dead, it's not going to die. It's dead. Now, another. Look, I want to mention, we're going to spend a lot of time in this halacha. It's called the halacha of Miyad Basra. Some people are very energetic. They were asking today about Miyad Basra. The major machlokas we're showing them on two levels. Let's say, you see, there's a general issue. Yishecht Rov, What's the shear? Kulo, but you say rubo kulo, the shear is rov. Maybe the shear is rov. See, that's also an issue. The shear is rov or the shear is kulo. And kulo, rov, kulo. Rambam's obviously the shear is not rov. Shear is kulo. But it goes like this. Let's say I shechted the kana. 2/3 through the kana, it's fine. And then I do a drosa. Psul b'miyad basra. Major league machlokas, Rishon. Major league machlokas. Depends on the sugya. Davlamanom at base. And hechta b'miyad simana. The way Rashi understands it. Okay, other Rishonim understand it differently. Open your Gemara to the Flamin Omid base. Right before the Mishnah. Boy Rav Papa. Take. Now, what's that talking about? Says Rashi. L'chumra. La'acha sheshochat rubo behechsher. I shechted rov behechsher. Amin ho'ishchad shapet berov simon. Odilma. Kulo chodesh chitehi. It's by chalodu. I did a psul, chalada is a psul. I did a psul b'miyad batsu. U'gamiyad kama pshitu on the nave levadai. Take u'l'chumra. So Rashi understands what is it. I did a psul b'miyad. Rashi says what? The entire siman is one ma'isa shchita. I finished the shchita. I finished rov, and then I did a psul. V'gabi hagrom and nami the pirkei kama ben shochet shlish v'higrim shlish v'shochet shlish ben higrim shlish v'shochet shlish all sorts of things shochet shlish v'higrim shlish v'sap kolon. Svirlon karabonon trofoi dimitrofi b'chol chodom inayu v'avdinin l'chumra. Yafal gavdar mina l'kamo. Now we're going to get into it. Okay. So, right, there's a famous Shitas Rashi. Rashi even goes further than that. Okay. Let's say I shechted 2/3. Standard problem that happens in a slaughter. You shecht, went through Rav Shnayim. Shochet checks, fine. Okay. Now he wants to hand it over and we'll do something with the animal. Someone said, well, we can cut off the head. Wait 1 second, says Rashi. Let's say, so he waited 10 minutes, more than the shir shahir. And then he goes like that. According to Rashi, it's a psul shahir b'miyad basra. Calls man the animal still mefarcheses, and I continue the ma'isa shchita. It's all one ma'isa shchita, and it's a psul of a shahir. Not every, that's firm. Some say, no, you stopped. Rashi says, even Shehiya b'miyad bas, Daf Lamed Beis. Shah b'miyad bas, famous Shitas Rashi. Okay, now, if you take
even if the finishing off was the kashrus.
Yeah, it's a pill of Shehiya. So Shulchan Aruch will see, I'll see in a second, Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do if you want to cut the animal's head off now? You bang it on the head until it's not mefarcheses anymore. And then you cut off the head. So according to Rashi, the entire process is one ma'aser shechita. One ma'aser shechita. And the Gemara has a safek, if there's a psul b'mi'at batzim, we patskin l'chomro, that every, it's all one ma'aser shechita, the entire ma'aser shechita has to be b'kashrus. But let me just show you Shulchan Aruch, how he takes this in many, many different ways. So, but what happens, but oh, if I shech the kana completely bakashrus, and now I do a psul in the veshet. So, Simchov Gimel. Simchov Gimel, Siv Hey. Echa Sheshachat Rov Echa Ba'of, or Rov Shnayim Behema. He begins, Ein Shehiya Poselas. There's no Shehiya. Fize Ein Shehiya Bekana Ba'of Bechlau. Okay. The Yesh Mishomer. See who this Yesh Mishomer is. Shekol Shalom Nigmer Shritas Kol Shnei Asimonim Ba'of Uvehema. Poselas Shehiya L'chatkir Yesh Lochosh L'dvarov. Who is this? Take a look, says the Beragola. Rashi, Tua B'Shem Rashi, Chulam Amid Bezum and Aleph, Perish Abayah de Rav Huna. Okay, and then he gives a list of everybody who agrees with that. And she says Rashi, Psul B'Mir Ulchein, and Lach Shoch Rav Shnayim, Shoa behem of lomos, it's still mefaches, it's still moving around. Yakenu al rosha lohamisot. Shoot it in the head. And then chop the head off. Lo yachzav yishchol. Okay, now, if you take a look in Simchov Dalid, when he talks about So it's like this. Kesheshah Adam Shochet Oaf, he's talking about an oaf. Vamina Glahatrif called Drossa, Bambi Mia Kama, Bambi Mia Basra, Bambi Kona, Bambi Vesha. So according to Rashi, there's a Shechita. Called Zman, you're doing Shechting in the Kona or the Vesha, Bambi Behema, Bambi Oaf, there's a Maisa Shechita. And that's number one. Comes along Rashi and says, but more than that, Rashi says, and if I make a psul in it, it's a psul in the shechita. That's the next step. Others say, for instance, the Rambam agrees that the entire thing is a ma'aser shechita. And the Rambam says, the animal's not dead until when? Until you shech the entire Shnei Simonim. That's why you finish the Rov Kona, you finish the Kona, you're halfway through the Veshet, and something happens to the animal, it's a Trefa. You stop there. But if you then, and if you continue, and there's one Maisa Shechita, the animal's not dead till the Maisa Shechita is finished. It can become a Trefa. Okay. Rambam and Rashi are both very, very clear that the Maaseh Shechita is the entire two simonim. You can stop earlier and end the Maaseh Shechita there. But if you keep going until you stop, that's a Shechita. Rashi is way ahead of everybody and say, if you do a Shehiya and wait 20 minutes and the animal's still alive, that means it's moving around. So if you stop there and don't do anything, the animal's dead already. But if then you continue, all of a sudden there's a Tchias HaMesim. And that's also part of the Shechita. Except if the animal stop moving, so that it's dead, it's dead, it's dead.
Even though what Rashi tells us explicitly is only about Psulim and the Maaseh Shechita, but will apply Rashi also to a case of Treifa like the Rambam?
Could be. Because
the Shem Meisa won't be Chal.
The question is, when is it dead?
Shechita continues, so it's also not.
Shechita is on a live animal. Otherwise, you're just cutting meat. Otherwise, you're just cutting meat. Now let's get back to our situation.
But applying it the opposite in the Rambam, psulim b'mir basra.
The Rambam doesn't have a psul b'mir basra. Why not? If I went through 2/3 and I do a drosa, the shechita ends at the 2/3.
That itself
terminates the shechita. If I did a shechita ksheira already, I can be mamshich the shechita ksheira, but I can't pass on the shechita ksheira. And he disagrees with Rashi. I can extend it, but I can't mess it up. And we're going to get back to this and back to this. Remember it now, because this comes back a million times throughout understanding what Shechita is about. Now, let's get back to our situation. Trying to teach you an entire Masechta of Vasachas. In the corner, there's a Veshe. Let's just read the Shulchan Aruch. I have a red hot knife. Hot knife. However hot, that's not our major thing. Shechitatzo psula. Why? V'yesh machshira. And miyodashim melubenes. When are the machshir? That's Rabbeinu Yonah. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the shailish? Beis HaShechita Mirvach Ravach. Well, why you have a machlokas about that? Just take a look at it and see if what happens. You know, these people were in thousands of shechitas. So just take a look. It opens up. It does. Of course it opens up. It opens up a little bit. But the question is, if a person shechs tam, what is the assumption? That he hit the sides or he didn't hit the sides? Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah and says, Ein Echanami. We assume stam that he hit the sides. But if I know that I have to be careful and I say I was careful, I'm never to say I didn't hit the sides. Against the umdana, against the... There's an umdana. Most people, when they shecht, are going to hit the sides. If I know to be careful, and I said I was careful and I didn't, am I nemon against that umdun or not? That's the shaila of Beis HaShechita Mervach Ravach or not. Rabbeinu Yonah says, and that's how Rabbeinu Yonah explains it. And one says, no, since the umdun is so great that you're going to hit the sides, we always assume you hit the sides, and we proceed accordingly. Well, it says, no, if I said I was careful, I didn't. the nemaras of the shochet against the sundera. Now, comes along the Pichorosh and asks, and says, wait one second. Let's try to understand what the Pichorosh says. Pichorosh says, wait one second. You have a sack of Melubenis. What's the problem? It's going to burn. And what does Rashi and Tosas both say? Rashi and Tosas say, because when you hit the Veshet, you're going to be burning the Veshet before you get to... And burning it is like a Nekev. It's Nekuvas HaVeshet. Now, can an animal come Trefa? Of course, before Nekuvas HaVeshet come Trefa. That's a shaila. If you hit the sides of the veshin, so you're a match with the animal. And that's the whole shaila. Or you could start them. Oh, comes along. The Pichadosh and says, wait one second. If so, if you hold the corner, see, and let's say a chicken, everything's jumping around all over the place. Then. So any normal shochet, in order to be able to shecht, has to hold the corner with two fingers to make sure that it's not moving around while he's shechting, which would mess up the whole shechit. He's holding it. But he can hold it just to keep it in place, or he can hold it to make sure to keep the veshet in the back so it doesn't jump in front. The veshet especially is moving, all these things are moving all over the place. So you're holding it. So you're holding the corner, and you're making sure that the veshet doesn't jump in front. Sakam Lubanis, what are you worried about? You worry about hit the sides. When it's going to sides after the blade hits. What in the beginning it's chatzik on a pogum. It's nothing. Shechita in an oath is a mashal. Shechita in an oath is a mashal. Shechita in an oath being a mashal. So what happens? By the time the sides hit it, he went through over already. I'm talking about. So you shouldn't have to. So the halacha of Shechitas HaPsula is only in a behemah, not in an oaf. Conclusion. Logically, he's totally correct. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. No Rishon says anything. No one talks about it. It seems that it's no difference between behemah and oaf. But he says, that's logically, it comes out that way. Well, that is, he came up with that idea. And people got confused. So, comes along the crazy place and he says, wait a second. Such a thing can't be. And maybe the Pichorish is right. Comes along crazy place, he says. Makes no sense. Why does it make sense? Because why do you have such silence for hundreds of years about such a brand of halacha? That this whole halacha only applies to a behemoth, not to an oaf. And the standard way of shechting in his office, but you hold the corner. The standard way you do it. Because just to make sure things aren't moving around all over the place. So he comes up with his not so simple pshat, comes along to assure doesn't like it. It depends if it's a very sharp knife, not a sharp knife, a knife that takes a long while, etc. All sorts of things. Okay. So comes in Prima Gordon with another kasha. Another massive kasha. Why is it then shechitas ha'of, you have to check the knife at tlosa ruchsa? What is the halacha of tlosa? It's the Gemara later on. Gemara says as follows: When I check the knife, I check it along the blade and on the side of the blade. Why? Because maybe something's sticking out from the side. Has to be smooth. And the Gemara says, why do you need atlas rosa? Rav Zeira says, you don't worry about mervach ravach. So, apparently, checking on three sides is a stira to Rav Zeira. And that's when people want to know why the Rif and Rambam don't paskin Rav Zeira. They say it's psula, or treifa maybe. It's because we paskin, you check with Tlosa Ruchsa, that you assume that, you know, sticks out a little bit, it's going to tear something. Beis hashchita mirvach, you know, say beis hashchita mirvach ravach. So he says, wait one second. If I take what the take the Pichorish's kasha, I have a bigger kasha. Why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that for Shchitas Ha'Ov I have to check Shlosa Ruchsa? What happened? I went through the blade, and then after the blade, a little thing, wait a second. It's kasha ready. Forget all the artificial terutzim of the crazy placing, and to a shor, it's a sharp knife. It's not a sharp knife. He shechts fast. He shechts slow. The problem that bothered the Pri Chodesh is a massive problem. Why do you have to check the knife at Tlosa Ruchsa for an oath? The moment you get the con, it's finished. Okay, so let's read the Shach. This is the issue. And it's a massive issue. The Shach in Siman Tes says, the second, kishnichna toch hachatach, Kodem Shintishochet Rov Hasimonim, he's so Rav Hasimonim. Nisha Kodem Shchita. The Ayin Lekamon, Simon Chavov Sivkov and Aleph. So let's see what he says on Chavov Sivkov and Aleph. Oh, yeah. For instance, you have a very simple shayla halacha l'maisa. We'll see later on that if I shecht an animal, I check the sakin. It's a sack, good sack. I shecht with it, I check it again. No good. The animal's no good. So what happens in a chicken, you're shechting chickens. And you find a pekim on the side. You trafe the chickens, or you don't trafe the chickens. Very simple shayla. Nice b'chol yom. Nikiva Veshe, Peshas HaShchita. So the Mechaber quotes what Rashi, what Tosfos says. Nikiva Veshe, Peshas HaShchita, Keneged HaMokom Sheshochat Kvar Treifa. Okay. So let's say, now I've solved, in one sense, Prima Godam's Kasha. Why have I solved the Prima Godam's Kasha? Prima Godam says, why do you have to check Lotsa Rulsa in an oath? The answer is, because standardly, Yeshecht, the Khan of the Vesha. Okay. He just cuts. Okay. So what happens to the corner, we'll see happens to the corner. But when he gets to the Veshet, he began with the Veshet, what he cut, and then immediately afterwards something tears it. Okay. It's a trifle. So in practical terms, okay, but then we then get back to the Pichar. What would be if? Then we get back to the Pichorish's issue. But does that mean if he was careful not to shecht the Veshet and only shecht the Kana? And he found a Pgima on the Tzad. Then it would be kosher. What is the question? What Tosis says about the Veshet, is it true about the Kohen too? That's where the whole thing boils down. And that is, so the Prima Godem is just asking questions Shulchan Aruch. Why did the Shulchan Aruch require B'dikat klosa ruchsa. In for an oath, the answer is very, very simple. Because he's talking, because it's Stam Shochet Shecht, and he's not super careful to, there's no reason to do it, to be super careful not to Shecht the Kana, not to Shecht the Veshet. He's Shecht, and the Stam is going to Shecht the Veshet too. Especially, you're talking about a chicken, the whole thing is so small. And you have to be very careful when you shecht not to hit the mafrekes, which is the spinal column. But the moment you hit the spinal column, the mafrekes, you mess up the knife. But okay, so here, so that would end. But now, if the only way I know to solve the prichodesh is kasha, though, is to say, now comes along a shach, and Chabav Aleph, and says, Kodim Gmar Shchitas Rov HaVeshet, Aval HaAchesh Shachar Rubo Kosher. Oh, wow. He says, what happens if as follows? I shechted the Rov of the Veshet. And after that, I made an Akuvas HaVeshet. Okay. Afilu didan the pasken kol shchuta b'miyad basr. So wait a second. We pasken that if I went through 2/3 of the Veshet and then I did a drasa, it's possible. But what say after I did 2/3 of the Veshet, I made a Nekuvas HaVeshet, it's not going to be a treifa. Why? He says a very interesting idea. I took care of 2/3 of the Veshet. Nothing can mess up those 2/3 of the Veshet. But the balanced third, if I do a drasa, I mess that up. He says, and forget what I just said. So he's saying a very interesting thing. So if I go through two-thirds of the veshet, it depends where I'm making the kulas haveshet. In the other third or in the first two-thirds? So forget what I just said, he said. If I do a psul in the maisa shchit, I mess up the maisa shchit. But once I went through two-thirds of the veshet is finished. Okay. The chemash reperish Rashi. And where did he get this idea from? Rashi. Tavches. We'll see. Shapos. Shadayin lo nishcha hakona mikom okom en krevus posa beveshit she nishcha kvar. Chosev arash v'lchem posa ma mashal. V'chol shkeim nika beveshit acha she nishcha kulo. Kodam shkita hakona dekosh lo kahabach. Okay. Tomorrow I'll finish off the whole thing. Take a look carefully in the Shach. Look carefully in the Bach. Go through everything I quoted, and we'll organize it all tomorrow and see what this whole thing tells us about Treifus. I gave you all the information, too much, but we have to put it together. And then, now, wait 1 second. Comes along the Gra and says, wait 1 second. Read the next sugya. The Gra has a massive kasha. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Ravua. Sakin Shalavodos Kochovim. Says Rashi, Shemisham Shimbo Kobonu Shal Ovde Kachom, Vasru Bahano. This knife, Goyim use to shecht Kobonis for their Avodah Zarah. And of course, the animals are also the Takrovas Avodah Zarah. The sack in itself is also Bahano. Mutal leshchot lishchopo. You can shecht it, but also lachchach mabos. But you can't use it to cut me. Matzak amarav l'pam shanshochet otzer. Okay. Mor says v'tevuk lei mishum sham nunis di isura. Wait 1 second, says the Gemara. He's been shechting this korbanos avodah zarah, and it's full of fat from all the korbanos. And when I shecht on the side of the knife, it's going to be dvarim asurim, and it's going to treif up what I'm shechting now. The Gemara says, wait 1 second. Beis hashchitem revach ravach. It doesn't touch. Apparently it does touch. Okay, we shall finish off the sugya.